Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Just in case we haven't realized this yet in perusing the first 91 Psalms, Psalm 92 will tell us again, quote, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." Verses 1 and 2. As the title states, this is written especially, quote, for the Sabbath day. The psalm seems to be designed on the pattern of seven. Seven times the name of Yahweh or Jehovah is used. Verses 1, 4, 5, 8, 9, 13, and 15. Verse 8 in the middle is the only single statement verse declaring, quote, "But you, Lord, are on high forevermore." This is the watershed idea. The first seven verses draw a contrast between a praising saint, verses 1 to 4, and a senseless, foolish, wicked worker of iniquity, verses 6 and 7. In between are the words, quote, "O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep," verse 5. The believer delights in them, but the unbeliever despises them. Following verse 8, there is a second contrast. We are told that such, quote, "enemies shall perish," and, quote, "all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered," verse 9. He then introduces the wonderful prospects of a trusting soul, verses 10 to 15. To be exalted and anointed, verse 10. To conquer, verse 11. To flourish and bear bountiful fruit, verses 12 to 14. Doesn't this take us back to Psalm 1? But see the difference. In Psalm 1, the righteous are growing like a tree, and the wicked are blowing like the chaff. In this psalm, the word flourish is applied to both the wicked and the faithful, Psalm 92, verses 7 and 12. But the flourishing of the wicked is short-lived. Remember that middle verse? The word forevermore makes all the difference. The wicked may seem to succeed for a time, but soon death sweeps away all they have. Believers, by contrast, have their true riches awaiting them.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.